schools, no going back, until it's safe. Newham, Victoria School by School as Council abdicates responsibility in almost every primary in Newham, East London. Staff voted against increased school attendance, and did not go in on Monday the 1st of June. The full scale of resistance isn't always visible. It's only reception, year 1 and year 6, that the government is trying to send back in, so only that section of teachers, and learning support assistants, LSAs, is having to disobey right now. There is a lesson here for other struggles, like SATS boycotts. Where you've only got one year group having to say no to something, they can feel air out on a limb, and so need special support. Lots of new members are learning the power of the union. We've got great new reps and assistant secretaries coming forward out of this in Newham. They're the future of the union. We need to get to governors and parents. One school did a survey, and found only 15% of parents were willing to send their children back. Let's organize to tell the heads to stop reopening. And Newham's Labour Mayor, Roxana Fiaz, put out a statement saying she agrees with the news 5 tests. But it also says it's down to individual heads, and governing bodies as to whether the schools open. That is simply unacceptable. Newham has the highest COVID-19 death rate in the country. How dare this Labour Council abdicate its duty? We are resisting school by school, because the council hasn't made a blanket statement not to reopen. There are lots of little victories, but, for now, they are partial victories. Where schools have insisted on opening on the 1st of June, the Newham branch of the National Education Union, NEU, has sent Section 44 letters to the heads. But many schools, under pressure from the union and from parents, have at least agreed to delay partial reopening. Most of the heads are saying we are not opening, till the 8th of June, or the 15th of June, or the 22nd of June. But it can't be about arbitrary dates. It has to be about when it's safe. I don't believe half the heads want to open, but if left alone under government pressure, they will. I had one school that was planning to open on the 8th of June, but the head met us, and agreed she's not opening before the 15th of June. And she's not saying she is opening on the 15th of June, it depends whether it's safe. That was a complete turnaround. A lot of heads are demanding their staff go into school for inset days, to get ready for when it's safe. Now, that's a psychological thing. Get them in, and once they're in, they're in. But even the government's, very strange, rules say now, 6 people can meet, outside. Schools might have 100 staff. You can't have them all in. And what for? You can have your meetings online. One head wondered how she is supposed to get ready. Well, support the caretakers and cleaners to do their jobs, with PPE and safe distancing. But the teachers and LSAs are not employed to get the place ready. She has now agreed this until Newham NEU says it's safe. One head met the NEU and Unison Union reps on the 1st of June, and shouted at them, saying she's not accepting any collective response. She wanted each staff member to phone her individually, and tell her, if they are coming in. The reps stood firm and said we are collective, and we are telling you people aren't going in, and that's all we are going to say. The governors were against reopening too. Then the head phoned me, and told me she is not going to open next week. It's a battle of wills. But the reps are very positive, and staff are holding the line, refusing to go in. Louise Cafaro, Secretary, NEU Newham,